All right, I'll take the next one, Richard. We drove also a new Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro, and this is their V6 version. And I nice comparison for me because I've got a Chevy Colorado diesel ZR2. Again, mine's a diesel. This is a gas. We'll get into a little bit of this. I know we don't have a ton of time. This is another review we could spend literally, you know, probably a full hour on. But bottom line, it's a Toyota. It's a Tacoma. It's what a lot of people love. They love that longevity and the different things that you get out of that particular vehicle. I, for one, and this is not to knock you guys at Toyota. Sorry, this is not a knock. But, Richard, I struggle with why people find this car so appealing. I'll just say it straight up. I would much rather drive my Chevy Colorado diesel any day of the week over that Tacoma. They are two completely different driving vehicles. I normally don't say that about cars because we're normally, you know, car advocates and look at it on the car side only, Richard. But I will tell you, in this particular review, my own personal feelings are, I don't know why it's so popular. I'm sorry. I don't see the allure.
Yeah, and then you and I talked about that, Dad. And the allure is just this, which is it's a Toyota, right? It's a car that you know you can, for example, right? We got the you know, minus 13 or minus 50 with wind chill coming up on Thursday morning and Friday. You can hop in that car. It can be outside, and you know, as long as you've done your maintenance and stuff that you need to do, it's going to fire right up, right?
True.
And it's going to go for a quarter of a million to half a million miles without doing it. And here's the deal, folks: if you're looking for a more creature comfort, potentially a more spacious cab, a few different things, then yes, there's different vehicles and different trucks out there. However, there's a reason, Dad, that you can't go find a Tacoma with less than 100,000 miles on it, and you're really not – this car, as it sits right here, is about 50 grand, right?
Right.
If you put 75,000 miles on this car, try to sell this in 3 or 4 years, you're still probably going to be able to get $40,000.
Correct. Right? Yeah, the depreciation – you are correct. No, the depreciation makes these vehicles very – affordable, if you would, because they don't depreciate a lot. It's one of the top sellers in this area when it comes to Toyota and their product line they have. Tacoma is one of their leaders in our Rocky Mountain region here in the Colorado market. So, yeah, there's an allure to it. People love it. It sells. And again, I'm not knocking. It's not a bad vehicle. I personally just feel there, and maybe it's just me and the driving side of it, Richard. I feel there's better driving vehicles than that. That's just my own opinion because I own one and I drive it.
I was going to say, and there is that, but again, like I said, people like Toyotas for a reason, and honestly, if you're looking for kind of this mid-sized truck, Dad, right, you know, you're not looking for a full-size, you know, half-ton,
right,
whatever it might be, you just want a truck to kind of tool around town and be able to put some stuff in the back. And the benefit, Dad, of the TRD Pro, you know, the kind of the trim level that they've done, mm-hmm, is you really don't have to do anything additional for it, right?
No, that's
you
true.
You can hop in this truck, and you can take it on 80% of our trails here in Colorado, and maybe, I don't know, at least 50%, right?
Oh, probably 80. No, you're probably right on the 80, with the exception of some of the really, really hardcore trails that, you know, you're going to have some special, you know, made vehicle, you know, Jeep, whatever the case may be, or even one of these modified. Yeah, it'll do that. You're right, Richard. No, yeah, no problem.
And that would be the thing, right? You can buy it. You can basically take it straight from your dealer lot and from the dealer lot, head up to the mountains, and you can get there and get back, right? That's the ultimate deal. And so, again, folks, if you're looking for something that's got more bells and whistles on it, there's definitely more trucks out there that have got that. But, Dad, if you're looking for that reliability, the same thing, they redesigned this vehicle. I think it was back in 2016, 2017 time frame. It's still the same there. It's still got an enticing look. I actually like the TRD
Pro. It is a good look.
Got
I'll agree with that.
Topography, yes, and stuff on it there, so.
Yeah, the only thing that I would suggest, I know Toyota listens to these, is I wish it didn't feel like I was driving a full-size truck. That's my biggest complaint with a Tacoma, is I feel like I think my half-ton Ram drives easier than the Tacoma does. I don't know why the steering and the feel of the vehicle is so heavy when, in fact, it's not. So, Toyota, if you're listening, just food for thought. It's one of my complaints. Doesn't mean I wouldn't buy one, Richard. Everything you just said, spot on. It is a solid vehicle, and there's a lot of folks out there that love them, that want to own one, want to buy one. And I would tell you, if that's you, you really don't even need to test drive one. If you've done your research and you like it, just go find one and buy it. You can do that at your local Toyota dealer. When you do, tell them John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.